yeah, I got busted. So I used my one phone call to dedicate a song to you on the radio. Yeah, I got busted. In custody, I imagined our melody being played on a grand piano. I saw your face in front of me. It was perfect clarity. I saw a light in the end of the tunnel. And it was you, 'cause you had a light by which I traveled into. It's said that you had a light. You had a light by which I traveled into. I got busted. I painted a dirty word on your old man's Mercedes Benz, 'cause you told me to do it. Yeah, I got busted. But soon they released me, 'cause the cops were sad and they didn't know how to prove it. Oh, I saw your face in front of me. It was perfect clarity. I saw a light in the end of the tunnel. And it was you, 'cause you had a light by which I traveled into. This end that you had a light. You had a light by which I traveled into. This end that. It's all so obvious, so obvious. Why would anyone need a map or a compass? It's so beautiful to be guided by you, 'cause you are a light. You are a light by which I travel into. It's said that you are a light. You are a light by which I travel into. It's said that you are a light. Light. You are a light.
Okay, hello and welcome to another episode of the Too Much Rock Podcast. This is Sid Souter, your host, and this is podcast number 3 for those of you keeping track. I'm in a great mood, and that song is a good way to start things off. That's Jens Lechman, the song called You Are the Light from the album When I Said I Wanted to Be Your Dog. That album is great. It's mostly a lot slower, more intimate recordings. A couple of them are just fantastic. But that song has got like those Dexy Midnight Runner horns, and it's just great. I love that one. I'm in a sunny mood because it is sunny outside. It has been all week. That's given me a chance to run around and pick up new music. So I've got a lot of stuff for you this week. No time to dawdle. Let's go ahead and jump into the next track. This is Matt Pond, PA, with the topical song Halloween.
Saturday night seems like it always seems. Where I go, I want to leave. Thought we were doing fine with our lives. There are people who will tell you there is always something better. Started speaking. at the border, no one's getting through. This passport once was golden, guess that's no longer true. It wasn't drugs or cash, all that used to matter, but a simple stare, we knew not to feel flattered. As we travel through each foreign land, we'd heard their jokes and we wanted it.
Who failed to show, who leave alone, who leave alone, who leave alone. birth of the very idea. Way back in the Hellenical times, at the house of a bearded man. Everybody's got a winner and a loser. One host has got a regret, telling all they could feel at home. One Jew that no one invited. Three guys in love with a girl who takes hours to say goodbye. Everybody's got a winner and a loser. I'm jumping out of the game by being a referee.
Are you feeling me? That song is Erlen Oy of Kings and Convenience with the song Every Party Has a Winner and a Loser. That's with Prefuse 73 from the 2003 album Unrest. That's an album I avoided buying for a long time because I was worried all the fey little wonderments of Erlen's Kings and Convenience sort of songs would be lost in the beats, and I think I was right. So there are some fun things in there, but mostly that album just frustrates me because I think it should be better. Before that was Koufax with the song Color Us Canadian from the album Hard Times Are in Fashion, an album that came out this summer, August, I think, with Robert Suchan, I believe is his name, picking up the Pope Brothers from the Get Up Kids as his new rhythm section there, as Lawrence, Kansas continues to be a scene unto itself. Great sentiment there. I think we all hide and try to be Canadian when we travel abroad. What's that all about? I don't know. Matt Pompier kicked things off with a song called Halloween off the album Several Arrows Later. That album came out a week ago, and it's a fun album all the way through. Great pop songs, great hooks, especially in that song Halloween, which I believe he did live on either Letterman or Conan about a week ago. So he deserves all the love he can get there. Coming up next is a song by Cassiotone for the playful, for the Painfully Alone. Nothing playful about it. One gent in Oregon with his Casio keyboard and lot of backlog of material. This is from his 2003 album Twinkle Echo. Definitely has a lap pop kind of feel to it. And this is the most hi-fi of his recordings. The previous two albums were four-track as well, but boy, more hiss than anything else. He's been compared to John of the Mountain Goats, and I guess there's a similar sort of aesthetic that brings both in, though I'm a much bigger fan of Mountain Goats. But this song is funny and punny and a treat for us Smiths fans. This song is Toby Take a Bow from Cassiotone for the Playfully Painfully Alone.
Record winner. I guess you thought it'd make you feel better somehow, but heaven knows.
miserable now. Heaven knows you're miserable now. So Toby, take a bow.
Thank you.
Okay, did I blindside you with that one? Always got to be one at every show. That is Cerberus Shoal with The Land We All Believe In from the album of the same name that came out a week ago, a month ago, something like that on Northeast Indie Records. Before that was Cassiotone for The Painfully Alone with Toby Take a Bow. How many Smith songs did you hear in those lyrics? A lot, I think, is the answer. Maybe too many. But I picked it up last week, so you're going to hear it. Thankfully, things like that Cerberus Shoal album, I'm very happy to force you to listen to. That album is a great mix of Cabaret and, I mean, Kurt Vile's in there. You name it, there are bits of it in there, and their stage performance has just as many elements of the kitchen sink in it. I'm a big fan and don't get to see that band nearly often enough, so I'm happy for the new album, and that track there is probably the most tame on the album. The other ones get even more bizarre with weird voiceovers, and it sounds almost like a radio play sometimes. Which is good, because when you don't have a podcast to listen to, you can always listen to that album and pretend. Speaking of podcasts, a couple of shout-outs this week to the Pregnant Without Intercourse podcast. I've been enjoying that lately, and as always, Mr. Illumination Audio, though he is looking for a more exciting voice. I guess he's looking for the days when we could talk like this. Hello, welcome to the Too Much Rock podcast. I'm not into that much excitement, and I don't want to force that much excitement on you anyway. And besides, excitement makes my face hurt. Okay, the final song of the night is by Dirty Three off the album Cinder that just came out. This is a song called Doris. This album is quite a departure for the band. Last week we kind of talked about how Sigur Rós had moved away from some of the post-rock elements to incorporate more traditional structures. Well, Dirty Three have added some additional instrumentation this time around. Things get loud right off the bat and almost rock songs. And I think what I have here is a song that's aggressive and much more rocking than what you typically hear from the Dirty Three, but it still has their stamp on it and the quirk to it, and it's a lot of fun. So this is going to be the last song for the Too Much Rock podcast number 3. Look for me next Friday with number 4. This song is called Doris from the Dirty Three. Thanks, everyone.